gas prices are high, and there is nothing that can be done about it. Wait a minute, that last part, is that really true? There are a lot of solutions out there. So we're debuting a multi-part series here on the BPP where we will look at the most popular solutions to the oil crisis and see what could work, what could hurt, and what just won't matter at all. To answer our questions, I welcome our crude dude, our gusher of oil information, Kenneth DeFaze. He grew up in the oil fields of Oklahoma, taught at Princeton, and is the author of Beyond Oil, The View from Hubbard's Peak. Thanks for coming on, Professor DeFaze.
You're welcome.
In this series, we'll be looking at using ethanol, building more refineries, taxing the oil companies. And today, our first topic is drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Here's President Bush on that topic.
Department of Energy estimates that ANWR could allow America to produce about 1 million additional barrels of oil every day, which translates to about 27 million of gallons of gasoline and diesel every day. That would be about a 20% increase of oil, crude oil production over U.S. levels, and it would likely mean lower gas prices.
First of all, Professor DeFaze, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, are the experts fairly convinced that the oil is pretty easily gotten from ANWR?
Well, ANWR, even if successful, is not going to make a very big difference. Every little bit helps, but it's a little bit.
How much of a little bit? We heard the statistic there President Bush mentioned, 1 million additional barrels of oil a day. Is that plausible?
Just barely.
Mm-hmm.
That's not off the chart. That's good luck, though.
That sounds good. And then you say, wait a minute, what does 1 million barrels mean? What will that do for the price of oil, do you think?
The price of oil is responding in part to a huge increase in demand as China and India pull their way up out of poverty. And in addition, Russia and the Middle Eastern countries are consuming more of their own oil. Oil is a global market, and the oil price is a global price. And ANWR, even at its best, is not going to affect the world price very much.
So if we start drilling tomorrow, how long would it take before we extract the oil and maybe have some of that oil sloshing around in our tanks?
Probably 5 years, if you started off right away and had good luck.
So let's judge it like this. Drilling in ANWR, will it help a little? Will it help a lot? Won't do a damn thing, or will wind up hurting? What do you say?
It might do a little.
It might do a little. Okay. And that's the first in our conversations with Ken DeFaze, who is the author of Beyond Oil, The View from Hubbard's Peak. And you'll be joining us again as we speak about other solutions to the oil problem. Thank you, Professor DeFaze.
You're welcome.